Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Boys Life magazine. We're going to start with our first article, Just Visiting, and this is in reference to the Jamboree for the 100th year of Boy Scouts of America. This article is entitled, Just Visiting. Visitors are welcome at the Jamboree. Just remember these important details to make sure your visit is as fun and safe as it possibly can be. Time check. The Jamboree is open daily to visitors from July 27th to August 3rd. Times vary by day, so check the chart below. And remember, if you plan to visit on July 31st, the day of the big arena show, arrive as early as possible. Once AP Hill reaches capacity for the show, no more visitors will be able to enter the property. Leave no trace. As an official Centennial Jamboree supporter, you will be asked at the visitor parking area gates for a $10 donation per person per day. This donation will aid in the restoration of the site as well as recover the expenses of visitor support. All visitors will receive a distinctive visitor's patch. Welcome in. When you arrive at Fort AP Hill, you will be directed to the visitor parking area and to the Jamboree Information Services area. There, you can get directions to the regions, subcamps, and approved activity areas. Programs open to visitors include the Armed Forces Adventure Area, Conservation, Exhibits and Displays, 100th Anniversary Arena Show, Venturing, 2013 Jamboree Display, Technology Quest, Brown Sea Island, Disabilities Awareness and Amateur Radio, as well as the Trading Posts, Scout Shop, and Food Outlets. Areas reserved for the Jamboree participants are not open for visitors. They include the four regional action centers and stage shows, all subcamp activities, Mysterium Compass boating, scuba, swimming, snorkeling, Camp Thunder, fishing, and the Merit Badge Midway. Eat up. The Jamboree does have several retail food areas, but visitors cannot eat in the troop sites or the staff dining centers. Drink up. Bring a refillable water bottle with you. There will be water stations throughout the site. Stay cool and safe. It's summertime in Virginia. Avoid an accidental meeting with the medical staff by using lots of sunscreen, drinking lots of water, and wearing a large brim hat. Be kind to your feet. Bring comfortable walking shoes. There are no accommodations on site for visitors. This includes RV sites, tent areas, or fixed housing. Visitors with physical disabilities are welcome and reminded that our terrain is rolling ground with no sidewalks and that the buses do not have lifts. Most visitors will walk more than 5 miles a day. Hop a ride. A free shuttle bus offers transportation around the site, but its area is limited. Stay in touch. Bring your cell phone. There will be cellular access throughout the site. In addition, AT&T is sponsoring 5 free connection zones at which users may drop off their cell phones and pick them up in 30 minutes, fully charged. There are also free tethered cell phones and computers. Next article, Boy Scouts attending the 2010 National Jamboree. This month will enter a world of fun and adventure like no other. Read about the different program areas below. Number 1, Action Centers. The 4 action centers, one for each region, offer the same 11 activities. Action Alley. How fast can you finish this obstacle course? Air rifling shooting. Try to hit the bullseye on a 15-foot range. Archery. 40 guys at a time can sample the latest in target shooting equipment. Bacathlon. Here you race each other on mountain bikes, stopping along the way to shoot air rifles at targets. Buckskin games. Fire a muzzle-loading gun. Throw a tomahawk or a knife. Ride a bucking bronco. It's really a barrel. Crack a whip. Make a brand. Climbing towers. Can you reach the top of the tower? Helmets and other safety gear will be provided at towers in each region. Confidence course. Patrol meets patrolled in a series of physical endurance tests. Bicycle motocross. Ride a BMX bike on a challenging dirt track with jumps. Pioneering. Patrols work as teams to build structures, move objects, and play games. Rappelling tower. Descend a 30-foot high vertical wall. Trap shooting. Fire a shotgun to blast fast-moving clay pigeons out of the sky. Number 2. Camp Thunder. New for 2010, Camp Thunder is a challenging shotgun event in which the scouts will try to shoot clay pigeons from 5 different locations. Number 3. Mountain boarding. Think of it as off-road skateboarding or snow-free snowboarding. Number 4. American Indian Village. Watch American Indian-style dances in the mornings and do special crafts and games in the afternoons. Located by the Merit Badge Midway and hosted by the Order of the Arrow. Number 5. Arena. The opening arena show on Wednesday morning gets the day off to a great start. On Saturday night, celebrate a shining light across America, when for the first time in Boy Scouts of America history, our entire scouting family will come together for a single nationwide opportunity to celebrate and reflect. It's a grand celebration of the BSA's 100th year anniversary and a show to be broadcast across the country. Number 6. Armed Forces Adventure Area. Check out the latest military stuff, from tanks to aircraft to weaponry. Number 7. Boating Area. Upper and Lower Travis Lakes. You need special tickets available from your scoutmaster the day of arrival for these activities. Canoe Slalom. A 2-scout crew races a canoe through slalom gates on a timed course. Canoe Sprint. This course tests your maneuvering skills and speed as you and crewmate race through a set of buoys. Activities continued. Racing Shell Fun. 2 scout crews race each other in sleek, lightweight shells on Upper Travis Lake. Raft Encounter. Groups of 2 scouts per raft paddle in a splash and dash event in which everyone gets wet. Number 8. Boys Life. Open daily 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday 1:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. only. The magazine for all boys packs several tents full of skill and activity events related to your favorite articles. Plus, you can meet our famous male burro, Pedro, and get a behind-the-scenes look at how the magazine is created in each month. Number 9. Conservation Area. Fun hands-on games and activities show how you can help save the earth. Number 10, exhibits and displays. Open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday 1:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. only. Amateur radio stations. Talk with people around the world, work on the radio merit badge, even earn your amateur radio license. Daily stage shows. The entertainment never stops. Rock, country, and bluegrass bands, military drill teams, scouts from other countries, and more. Disabilities Awareness Challenge. Try out these hands-on activities from the Disabilities Awareness Merit Badge. The Outdoor Adventure Place. Test your camping and outdoor skills and take a peek at the latest BSA camping gear. And number 11, Fishing Area, Fish Hook Lake. The lake is stocked with more than 20,000 bass, channel fish, catfish, bluegill, and other fish. Catch them, clean them, and eat them, or just catch them. You can fish from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. most days. Check the daily schedule starting Tuesday, July 27th. Tackle and bait are provided, or bring your own. Fishing experts will offer tips and help if you need it. ID note, remember to bring your photo ID to the Jamboree. Once you are checked in, you'll need your activity/identification card wherever you go at the Jamboree. You'll need it to do any of this cool stuff. Visitors are welcome at the exhibit areas, including the Boys Life booth, but they will not be allowed to participate in the activity centers. Number 12, Kayak Area, Bullock Lake. Learn how to kayak, then run a course for time. Number 13, Merit Badge Midway. Open daily 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. only. Almost 100 different booths featuring hands-on merit badge activities. You can meet some requirements of a badge at the Jamboree, then complete the rest at home. Number 14, Scuba and Snorkel Area. Special tickets available from your scoutmaster on day of arrival are required. Wear a swimsuit. Discover scuba. Experienced instructors teach you how to breathe underwater. Snorkel search. Dive for Jamboree souvenirs in a clear water pool. Number 15, sub-camps. See indication in map legend. 4, 5K, 3.1 mile run walks, one each region. Kick off at 6 a.m. on Friday. Everyone who completes the course will receive recognition. Other activities and sub-camps encourage interaction within and between patrols and troops. Check out equipment from each sub-camp's activities area. Boys Life Patrol Flag Contest. Each patrol designs its own flag. See the regional winners at the Boys Life Exhibit area on July 31st at 9:30 a.m. Number 16, Brown Sea Island Camp. This historical recreation of the first Boy Scout camp will feature demonstrations, games, and activities conducted by a select group of scouts dressed in the costume of 1907 England. Number 17, the Mysterium Compass. New for 2010, the Order of the Arrow will produce an augmented reality game for all scouts. This live-action adventure combines elements of video gaming with theme park-style immersion, actors, and theatrical settings. Can you keep your wits and your values about you while trying to outdo the competition? And finally, number 18, Technology Quest. Technology Quest is an exciting hands-on adventure. Explore how to take the best cell phone photos with famous photographers from National Geographic's Digital Workshop. Tour space and meet NASA astronauts. Learn to design and program your own robot and see if you can beat the robot on Guitar Hero. All of this and much more at Technology Quest. Each scout will be assigned a time to visit with a limited number of drop-in participants allowed in at the end of each day. New Jamboree site, West Virginia. Here we come. Introducing the summit, Betchel Family National Scout Reserve. Construction has begun on BSA's new high adventure base, which will also serve as a permanent home for National Scout Jamboree. We can't wait. You know about Philmont and its miles upon miles of pristine backpacking wilderness. You know about Northern Tier, a paradise for both winter camping and summer canoeing. And you know about Florida Sea Base and its sailing, fishing, and scuba diving adventures. Now get ready to learn about the summit. Betchel Family National Scout Reserve, soon to be the fourth BSA high adventure base and the new permanent home to the National Scout Jamboree starting in 2013. The summit is a 10,600-acre site in the New River Gorge region of West Virginia. It will offer visitors mountain biking, canoeing, kayaking, whitewater rafting, sailing, rock climbing, and other outdoor activities. It will also become the new permanent home as the National Scout Jamboree and will be capable of hosting around 40,000 scouts plus another 15,000 leaders and staff members. The site was selected over 79 other proposals from 28 different states. It was chosen for its natural beauty, access to water for aquatic activities, overall size, and availability for long-term lease. The development of the site is made possible by a $50 million gift from the S.D. Betchel Jr. Foundation, a program that supports select nonprofit organizations. With Marvel's Outdoors. The New River Gorge National River is a protected area just like a national park. It flows 53 miles right past the new BSA High Adventure Base and is home to some of our country's best whitewater rafting. The river is as powerful as it is beautiful. There's a reason for locals call it the Grand Canyon of the East. It's also ancient. Geologists think it's one of the oldest rivers in North America. The upper portion of the river is long and relatively slow and easy, with rapids only up to Class 3. The lower portion is wild, with Class 5 rapids crashing around multiple large boulders. Only the physically and mentally strong can handle this section of the river. The New River Gorge area is also known for rock climbing. There are more than 1,400 established climbs in the National River area on sandstone cliffs, ranging anywhere from 20 to 120 feet in height. And indoors, too. In addition to getting scouts and scouters close to the outdoors, the summit, Betchel Family National Scout Reserve, will provide ultra-modern facilities with both for work and for fun. There will be a visitor center, an interactive BSA museum, a dining hall, and lodging for guests. The camp will be one of the largest sustainable carbon-neutral camps in the world. That means it's being built with important environmental issues in mind, such as carbon dioxide emissions reduction, improved indoor environmental quality, energy savings, water efficiency, and general good stewardship of natural resources. In other words, it's going to totally rock inside and out. The summit, Betchel Family National Scout Reserve, is expected to open for all business in 2013, the same year as the next National Scout Jamboree. The BSA is also working to have the 2019 World Scout Jamboree at the new site. Now, your packing list. What should you have on hand with you? Don't forget, here's a handy checklist to help you pack for the Jamboree. Your trip to the 2010 National Scout Jamboree will be unlike any summer camp you have ever attended. You guys from Fort A.P. Hill into a miniature city. The Jamboree has its own newspaper, bus system, light and power sources, water supply, telecommunication systems, bank, post office, fire department, and more. Still, there are things you need to bring from home. Here are suggested items to pack for the Jamboree. Take this list with you to AP Hill. It will also help you pack up without forgetting anything. What to wear. Scout shorts, scout cap or Jamboree cap, scout short sleeve shirt, scout belt, scout socks, Jamboree neckerchief, and slide. Don't leave home without it. Jamboree ID, you can't get into the activity centers without it. Pack, duffel bag, two blankets, one for sleeping bag or a combination of both, air mattress or sleeping pad, ground cloth, poncho, rain gear, underwear, three sets, extra socks, and even more extras. You will walk a lot. It will be hot. Treat your feet well, and they will take care of you. Laundry bag, pajamas, swimsuit, pair of rubber-soled shower shoes, eating kit with knife, fork, and spoon, toilet kit with soap in a container, comb, toothbrush, and paste, metal mirror, glass will break, washcloth, hand sanitizers, lip balm with some sunscreen, plastic wash basin, laundry soap in a small plastic bag or bottle, two hand towels, two bath towels, sewing kit, flashlight, battery-powered only, scout knife, Bible, Testament, or prayer book, Boy Scout handbook, canteen or plastic water bottle, insect repellent, non-aerosol, sunscreen, personal first aid kit, extra stuff, watch, notebook, pen and pencil, camera, and extra batteries and memory card if needed, drinking cup, collapsible, shaving gear if needed, musical instrument, shoelaces, extra pair, air pillow, small, scout songbook, duffel bag lock, wallet, sunglasses, utility bag for carrying items needed on plane, train, or bus. The Scout basic essentials for Jamboree. Some things are so important they bear repeating. Double check to make sure you forget nothing on this list. Water bottle, sunscreen, hat, hand sanitizers, lip balm with sunscreen, rain gear, poncho, personal first aid kit, flashlight, Jamboree map, Jamboree ID for attendees, comfortable walking shoes for visitors, though certainly helpful for attendees too. Land of Adventure, and here it has some pictures showing some of the scouts kayaking, some going down on a snowboard, and some rock climbing. Welcome, Boy Scouts of America. Feel the adrenaline flowing through your veins as you scale to the peak, the rushing water on your skin as you enter the next rapid, or the wind in your hair as you zip through the treetops. Feel these, and you know you have entered the land of adventure. Southern West Virginia is truly home to the greatest array of outdoor action anywhere in the country. Come experience it for yourself. Next article. It's entitled, Sink or Swim. Don't get yourself in hot water. The next time you head out to the pool, lake, or river, brush up on your swimming skills now. Before you could run, you had to learn to walk. Before you can participate in aquatic activities such as kayaking, canoeing, sailing, or scuba diving, you have to learn how to swim. And just because you took swimming lessons when you were little and you can still keep your head above the water, doesn't mean you can swim. A good way to brush up on your skills is to practice the BSA swimmer test. under the supervision of an adult who is trained in all aspects of BSA safety, a float or BSA safe swim defense. Try this. Jump first into water that's over your head. Next, swim 75 yards straight ahead using the other, either the side stroke, breaststroke, trudging or crawl, making one sharp turn at any point during the swim, and then without stopping, swim 25 yards using the backstroke. Rest by floating in water that is again over your head. Nothing about this test is easy, including resting by floating in water when you're exhausted after a tough swim. Turn the page for tips on executing these strokes as efficiently as possible. Scouts whose troops choose next month's suggested program theme, aquatics, will work to become not only stronger swimmers, but also better boaters and canoeists. And it has a big picture here of a swimmer gliding in the pool. Swimming for exercise. Swimming is a great way to get into and stay in good physical shape. It can be easier on your joints and bones than jogging and lifting weapons. Talk to a trusted adult about developing a swimming exercise program that works for you. Different strokes. When it comes to swimming, there are lots of different ways to get from point A to point B. Here are a few of them. Breaststroke, used for conserving energy when swimming a long distance. Keys to success: exhale slowly while under the water. Take a quick but powerful breath as you lift your chin out of the water. In step 3, make an upside-down heart shape with your hands. Time your stroke so that your arms and legs are fully extended at the same time. Front crawl, used for speed. Keys to success: most of your forward movement comes from your arms. Don't kick too hard. The distance between your feet should be only 8 to 12 inches. Keep the surface of the water between your eyes and your hairline. Breathe in by turning your head to inhale on the same side each cycle. Backstroke, used for easy breathing, but don't forget to check your direction because you won't be able to see where you're going. Key to success: when your hand enters the water, bend your arms at the elbow and push the water toward your feet. Straighten your arm as it leaves the water, but relax in your hand, wrist, arm, and back muscles. Use a flutter kicking motion like that of the front crawl. Side stroke, used for swimming long distance with a restful stride. Keys to success: perform a scissor kick with your legs to keep you moving as you rest your arms between strokes in a pull-kick-glide sequence. Keep your nose and mouth out of the water the whole time. Of course, it has pictures of each of these strokes demonstrated. Next article by Aaron Durr, Georgia Boy Scouts find the best way to explore their state's coastal areas in kayaks. Have kayak, will travel. The southeastern coast of the United States is known for its swamps and marshes. From Louisiana to Florida, around the tip of the Keys, and up into Georgia, these wetland areas are constantly flooded, making them difficult to experience by foot. They're also chock full of vegetation, including thick grass, rising rushes and teeming reeds, which makes the area difficult to maneuver by boat. What's an eager to explore but environmentally conscious scout to do? Get a kayak. The Coastal Empire Council takes scouts on sea kayaking adventure treks from spring to fall. Kayakers paddle through water, marshes, rivers, and creeks, keeping their eyes peeled for dolphins, birds, alligators, sea turtles, and a wide variety of other marine wildlife, all within shouting distance of both the Georgia coast and the Atlantic Ocean. They go places hikers and boaters can't go, and they spend the night on an island with no modern facilities, under a night sky untouched by light pollution. They learn about the ecology of the area and the ways in which they can best conserve it, usually from the comfort of their own vessel. And in between, they do a lot of paddling. It's very challenging, but it's also very fun, says 14-year-old Tommy Carlson, a life scout from Troop 486, Richmond Hill, Georgia. The highlight is just being on the water. Plan ahead, pack smart. Each adventure begins with an orientation session that helps scouts develop their kayaking, navigation, wilderness survival, and leave-no-trace skills. They learn what to do if their boat flips, and they learn what to bring and what to leave behind. Packing for a long kayaking expedition is similar to packing for a backpacking trip. You don't want to bring too much and get weighed down, and you don't want to bring too little and end up miserable. Even more important is to pack so that the kayak is balanced. The key is to plan ahead, Tommy says. You have to make sure you have the right stuff so you can keep your kayak light. Although weight will serve you, give you better control, the more weight you pile into your kayak, the lower it sits in the water. And the lower it sits in the water, the more resistance you feel when you paddle. And on a trip like this, you will paddle. Spend the night on an island with no modern facilities under a night sky untouched by light pollution. And here it has a picture of Benjamin Hart adds tinder to the campfire on Creighton Island. Sea kayaking adventure. Now, leave no trace kayaking. A sea kayak can transport wilderness explorers into areas inaccessible by foot or larger boats. Whether you're exploring salt marshes or rocky coastlines, treat the environment you are visiting with extreme care. Dispose of waste properly. Make sure any trash is secured to your vessel so it can't fall out or blow away. Leave what you find. Don't take anything, including flowers, rocks, and artifacts. Respect wildlife. Observe animals from a distance. Never feed them. Scouts might travel more than 10 miles on the water on any given day, spending 4 to 5 hours in their kayaks. There are breaks for lunch and for exploring by foot where possible, but proper paddling techniques, also taught during orientation, are the key to endurance. It's very challenging, both physically and mentally, says Tim Coles, a 16-year-old Star Scout, troop mate of Tommy's. You have to either think of nothing or think of something fun you'll get to do once you get where you're going, where the fun continues. On most kayak adventures, there are opportunities for swimming, fishing, crabbing, and shrimp net casting. All the while, the guide stressed the importance of using the buddy system and carrying a life jacket, compass, and whistle. Open water kayaking has obstacles such as tides, waves, currents, and hidden islands just below the water surface. Sea kayakers must develop a good understanding of nautical navigation and general oceanography skills. It could save lives. There are other, less serious obstacles as well. On many trips, the scouts will park their kayaks on a sandbar that's exposed to the open air for only a few hours each day as the tide is at its lowest. The low water level reveals a surface that is similar to looking at the bottom of the ocean, only without the water. Kayakers get a unique view of marine life such as sea snails, horseshoe crabs, and stingrays. It's also very muddy. That's the first time I've ever stepped in mud, and my whole leg went down into the mud, says 15-year-old Life Scout Jackson Corbin from Troop 295 in Guyton, Georgia. You have to make sure your shoes are on real tight. Well, let's quickly go to Think and Grin for a few funnies. Dave, what was Thomas Jefferson's favorite dessert? I don't know. Dave, Monticello. And that's from Gil Chester in Chevy Chase, Maryland. Luke, why did the bee go to the hospital? Jake, I give up. Because it had hives. And that's from Paul Petrowski in Meriden, Connecticut. Stephen, why did the penguin cross the road? Brad, beats me. Stephen, it just wanted to go with the flow. Okay, and that's from Stephen Zerniak in Cairo, Michigan. A book never written. Underwater Spying by Paris Scope. That's from Jake Conway in Deerfield, Illinois. Dell, what kind of tree is famous for playing rock and roll? John, I haven't a clue. Dell, Spruce Springsteen in Del Ryan, Nisswa, Minnesota. Well, that's all we have time for. We've run out of time for today's reading of Boy Scouts of America. Be sure to turn in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long, until next time.